What's going on, fellas? Today I kind of wanted to talk to an issue specifically toward and about black men. But obviously this can be applied to men across the board. But I want to specifically address it about black men. It's because black men face particular and unique issues exclusive to them. Now, that doesn't mean that white guys or Latino guys don't go through the same thing. But what I'm going to get at is the social stigma / social shame levied upon the shoulders of black men by their women, by black women, is derailing your life and ruining your life. One of the most, dare I say, powerful weapons that the woman use in the intersexual dynamic, dare I say, dance, you could call it a dance, I more along the lines look at it as a conflict, competition, sales. It's a lot of these things all wrapped up into one. And one of the female superpowers, believe it or not, is not the vagina. It is not the male sex drive being so, dare I say, enslaved to the fact that you want and need sex as a man. One of their biggest superpowers is you not knowing your own worth, value, time. You're not putting anything toward that. And as a matter of fact, the another alternative, dare I say, weapon used against you by women is other men. It's the social shame levied upon you by the older generation of men, every man that has gone down this road and sacrificed themselves to the goodness of the community. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not advocating men just become ritualistic hedonists who are slaves to just go out into the world and have sex and live for pleasure and drink and party. No, don't go out into the world and live like the average woman, because that's what they're doing. But you should go out into the world and exist for yourself in some way, shape, or form. And not take anything that you don't want in your life. We cannot. And most black men aren't even conservative anyway. So I don't understand how all of these, like, there are some conservative zeitgeist or dichotomy talking points kind of became so prevalent. But we cannot let this grasp that the religious, the conservative, the traditional American or the traditional person has toward the past, toward antiquity, mess my words up there, toward a type of relationship dynamic, type of women, type of world, type of society that no longer exists. There's nothing left to conserve. Trad cons, masculinity coaches, red pillars preach toward this thing that doesn't exist, and they're gripping toward it, not even through the value of it, right? A lot of these, you know, masculinity coaches online, they're selling something. You are profiting in some way, shape, or form, which is nothing wrong with that, but just be honest. Like, a politician, for example, will tell you all this shit they're going to do for black people or do for women or for all these groups of people that they're going to serve. But they are ultimately under the thumb or working for some donor, some interest that they are serving. And it has very little to do with whatever group of people that they are trying to covet the vote from. Same thing with these, like, red pill masculinity, Jordan Peterson, Daily Wire type of motherfuckers who preach all this traditional conservative shit. They are telling men, despite the divorce laws, despite the divorce statistics, despite that most women aren't loyal, despite that most women are out here racking up God knows how many people that they mess around with. And again, there's nothing wrong with women doing God knows whatever in bed with however many men that they so pleased that they want to do it with. But there is a problem when you're telling men that you have to stake your financial future till the day you die, because alimony is being issued till death for a lot of marriages, that a man should take that risk with a woman who clearly doesn't deserve it. There are a lot of women today, and people, not, let's get away from the gender stuff, right? There are people today that just don't have that capacity. Eric Larry went on this stream, and it's a month old stream. Maybe this was in 2023, the end of 2023, 2024 that they did this stream. And it was with that girl, Pearl Davis, just pearly things. But he was on a stream with her, and there was a masculinity guru on there, and Paul Elam, who I have a lot of respect for. He's been in the men's like advocacy game for a long time, as much as been nothing but words and books, because honestly, we can't get any legislative, you know, nothing legislative has ever been done in favor of men. You know, but moving on to what I was talking about with that show is like, men with these, because there was a guy on the show pushing this conservative bullshit with, oh, you got to do it anyway. There's good girls. You can see the signs. Legally speaking, you're saying, despite the risk, despite that even the most conservative women can just hit the lever, you're saying, legally speaking, that I'm going to go find a woman, stick my head in the guillotine, put her hand on the lever before I stick my head in there, stick my head in there, and then hope she doesn't pull the lever because she's a good woman. Ignore the fact that there's a fucking guillotine sitting above my goddamn neck. Legally speaking, if we don't get rid of the fucking guillotine, I don't give a shit if that woman came out of the vagina of Jesus's mama. It doesn't matter who the fuck the woman is, how good she is, her morals, her ethics. The guillotine is still involved in the relationship. And black men are fucking tired. There is no, as much as I say I advocate for men, I do advocate for men. All men. White, Latino, Arab, black, whatever. Black men in America, black men in the world, are fucking tired. They are fucking tired. They have been under the boot of so many people for generation upon generation upon generation for fucking millennia. Black men have been served to the guillotine, to the fucking wolves. Be it slavery or whatever else you want to talk about. Jim Crow. And even before all that, Africa was very much under a lot of wars and civil wars and problems and all this stuff. And now that we have somewhat of a first world, somewhat of a freedom, somewhat of a stable foothold on our destiny as men, black men are finally able to kind of have a foothold on the outcome of their lives over the last, let's say, 100 years, which I'm not even going to say it's been around for 100 years. It's in living memory. Black men just got a foothold on the destiny, their own destinies. And in turn, somehow, some way, they created a new tyrant, the female. Now, again, when we talk about these things and these courts and these things, the system that is ultimately fucking black men up now, the woman is wielding the weapon, but the woman is not the problem. The fact that the weapon exists is the fucking problem. I don't think you should be advocating for men to be going out here playing this traditional game as long as that weapon exists. As long as there's a shotgun pointed at the head of men, as long as there's a guillotine around their neck, as long as there's a rope around their neck, then we need to not even worry about the relationship. There's no good woman. There's no great woman. There's no person that deserves to wield that type of power over somebody. It is skewed so heavily in the woman's favor, it is beyond ridiculous to advocate for a traditional relationship nowadays. Now, I'm in one. Men are going to engage in them. That is not the thing. But to sit here and tell these young, let's say millennial or Gen Z guys, who most of which aren't getting in relationships now, to go out here and take the risk anyway, they're dealing with a woman that is more arrogant. We have to sympathize with what they're dealing with. As a generation, Gen Z and millennial guys, they're dealing with the most expensive homes I've ever been, the most stagnant wages that they've ever been, the most scarcity of money than there's ever been. It is not easy to go out into the world, especially as a fucking black man, and make it for yourself. Now, despite all of the cards against them, despite black men being dealt a fucking pair, dealing with people who are automatically handing themselves royal flushes and fours and the fucking boat, poker reference, black men are still doing pretty decent despite all that. Especially when you're looking at, you know, the entrepreneurial brothers out there in the Atlantas and whatnot. They're still doing relatively good for themselves. And there are a lot of women, non-black women now, because let's get away from just talking about that, that they are out here trying to clean house. I saw that that guy, one of the best players who plays for Dion in Colorado, is engaged to some Latina. Another one of these BBL, fake titty, stupid bird eyelash having chicks, and snatching up a young black man at 19 years old. Now, by all means, they may have a great relationship. It may work long term. Great. But to sit here and continually advocate that that young man, before the millions of dollars have even hit the bank account, is already tapped up to go half or more to that one young woman. Legally speaking, the state has got to get the fuck out of the marriage and the relationship business. That young man, all men, their labor is a premarital asset. I don't give a fuck what you're gonna say, oh, the woman helped him, blah, blah, blah. No, that man's physical body he was born with. His physical body is what produces his outcomes, aka the labor that he goes out into the world and does. That is how he's able to, quote unquote, go and get an NFL career, a job, start a company. It's his body that's doing it, or his mind. And the fact that that is actually a thing that occurs is a premarital asset. Now, just because, oh, they're married, now we need to kind of let them split it down the middle. No. It belonged to him. It should belong to him after her. Women will get with men for the express purpose of getting ahead financially in life. And then they gaslight the entire world into saying that the men should get married and I want to have a relationship and love. Women are not interested in love. If they were interested in love, they would not be out here picking up the bazooka that exists inside of the family court, the guillotine. They wouldn't be pulling the lever of the guillotine and taking everything. Because what entitles you to everything of another human being if you have a relationship that didn't work out? Think about how ridiculous that sounds. So, I don't want to make this a fucking bitchy red pill rage rant. But the conservative, traditional conservative Daily Wire, white alpha dude bro, you know, pitch to constantly telling men to go run down the fucking buzzsaw that is the minefield of dealing with today's women in a marriage, a traditional, old school, antiquated dichotomy, paradigm, when they are not old school, antiquated women. And again, the problem is the minefield, not the women. The problem is the guillotine, not the women. The problem is the bazooka, not the women. The problem is the weapon being used, not the women. I wouldn't tell men, black men, particularly black men, to go down that path. Absolutely not. Nah. Black men, stay the fuck away from it. Keep your wealth at home. Especially, I wish, if one of you young brothers are listening and you go to the NFL or something like that, NBA, whatever it is, start a business. That's your premier asset. Your body, you getting good at a sport, your mind coming up with an idea for your business, it's all premarital. Don't give up. Don't give it up. Because her pussy was good. That's really what it comes down to. A lot of y'all are giving up everything you own because she's got some good pussy. I don't give a fuck how good her pussy is. How good it feels. How fast she makes you nut. How good she gives head. She should not legally be getting everything that she gets. And unfortunately, that exists. That bazooka exists. And until you take it away from women by not marrying them, they will always have this power over you. So whenever they give you the "what are we" speech, we are farmers. Because you are never going to get a hold of my premarital assets. Period. There's no collateral. The female offers zero collateral in exchange for half of your future assets to the day you die. Name a piece of collateral besides her pussy maybe producing kids, which both of you had a hand in producing, to kind of get to the point of, oh, let's get married. Why? What collateral do you offer me? Because the marriage means I'm offering you half of my labor for the rest of my life. There's no collateral to that. Your 20s. First of all, this is the deal that you want. If you want to marry a man as a woman, and you feel that your youth and beauty and loyalty are worth half of his assets, that's the price you set. And if that man offers to pay for it with that, then that's kind of on him. But at the end of the day, legally, it shouldn't even be a thing. Your youth and beauty is not worth more than his youth and beauty. Because he's in a... Men are attractive, too. Men have youth that they want to use out into the quote-unquote open world and open market, too. It's not just women. But neither being here nor there, it is a garbage mentality. An absolute garbage mentality. To continue to tell men to run down this fucking hill and down into that buzzsaw. Y'all have a good one. I'm out.